I've been raising this issue time and time again in the Dáil over the last number of years. And what we find is the current situation is that there are more long-term care beds in counties like Dublin, Kildare and Meath than there are in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal per 1,000 of population. Now, you might say that's not a big deal, but it is a big deal when you think about the fact that the numbers of people aged 65 and over in, let's say, Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, on average, range from about 18-19%, whereas the numbers of people of that age in Dublin and Kildare are somewhere between 12-14%. So the need for those homes in the Northwest is much greater than the need in Dublin, Kildare. That's the first point. The second point is that the amount of money that is paid to private and voluntary nursing homes in, first of all, stay with the Northwest, is about 50-60% of what is paid to public nursing homes. But equally, if you compare them to what is paid to private nursing homes in Dublin and Kildare and Meath and counties like that, it's about a further 30% less. I mean, the funding model that the government have in place completely discriminates against the smaller family-run nursing homes in the Northwest and other rural counties. And that's why some of them are closing and more of them will close. And the worst thing about this report yesterday from the ESRI is not just that it says there are regional inequalities, something that I've been saying for years, that there are regional inequalities when it comes to care home beds availability. But what they are saying is that based on future planning development, in other words, what's in the pipeline, those inequalities are going to get worse. So unless government take action now, and it's already late in the day, then this situation is going to disimprove. And while I can quote all the facts and figures to you all day long, and there are a lot more, the main point is this. It means that older people who need care, who need to go into a care home, in more cases, will have to leave their community, their family, their friends, their neighbours, their local GP, their pharmacist, the community that they lived in. And I'm not talking about moving 10, 15 kilometres away. I'm talking about moving a lot further away because that care home provision will not be available to them in the local family-run care homes, many of whom are there at the moment. And to me, that is a really, really serious issue. And the government have watched it happen. They complain that it's happening, but they're the people in charge and they've actively done nothing to change it.